Well, thanks to the pandemic, we've launched a new segment here at Northern Community Radio that we're calling Visiting in the New Norm. We're visiting with a wide array of people about their lives and their work, and we're doing it via Zoom because that's what you do these days. Today, I'm talking with Nate Doerr from the Northwest Minnesota Foundation. Good morning, Nate. Thanks for joining me.
Bonjour. Good morning, Katie.
Oh, bonjour. So we read a lot of public announcements here at the station that are from the Northwest Minnesota Foundation, and I'm hoping you can educate us on what all goes on there. What is the Northwest Minnesota Foundation?
That's a good question. We're Northwest Minnesota Foundation. We are located in Bemidji, but we serve a 12-county region. We were established in 1986 by McKnight Foundation, one of the larger philanthropic organizations in the state. Their original money came from 3M Company. McKnight Foundation wanted rural areas to have some control over development, community development issues, and things that affected people living and working in the regions. And so they established six of us, rural sister organizations. And we've been operating independently as a nonprofit since then. Generally, we do grants to nonprofits and local municipalities, school districts and things, business loans, and scholarships for students. We have donor-advised funds and community funds. So if a family wants to establish a scholarship, or a community wants to establish a community fund for fundraising projects, that's we certainly help them out there. We have about 22 staff right now. We have program areas around childcare and housing. Those are some significant challenges for people to get to work. And if people want to live and work in rural Minnesota, avoid the hassle of a metro area sometimes. But sometimes it's hard to find childcare and housing. We've really put an effort behind that. And homelessness as well. And then like with our business development work, we have the idea competition. So if people have a good idea about starting a business, can look at idea competition, and there's some workshops for people, and then an award, a $10,000 award for those who win the competition every year. So that's a good question. There's a lot going on at the foundation. We do a lot of press releases, and thank you for picking up that stuff. Again, our geography is basically from Hallock in the far northwest down to Ada, just north of Fargo-Moorhead, and then over across to Park Rapids, and then up again to Baudette and War Road. So
what do you do there?
Yeah, I'm a vice president for advocacy at Northwest Minnesota Foundation. I was the main grants manager, but what does advocacy mean? It's generally bringing up those issues we talked about, homelessness, childcare, being the voice of rural when it comes to a lot of statewide discussions. I'm typically traveling about 500 miles a week in non-COVID years. So now we're back-to-back Zooming with statewide organizations and community groups across the region. So part of it's policy advocacy. Some of it's just connecting people to resources if we don't have anything available.
My understanding is things have changed. Well, your daily life has changed because of COVID. I suppose all the employees are, everything's upside down. Yeah.
Totally.
So how are things looking from the foundation now, and what is your life like now?
Yeah, we've been virtual since the middle of March, so coming up on almost a year, and we have some core staff that have to be in the office for certain things to get the checks out and that sort of thing, but I'm on our reopening committee. When it was like our boss said, it's going to be easier to go all virtual than to reopen like all in person, because we would host conferences and you've been to some numerous convenings there. And it's always great to host discussions at the foundation. That's another thing we do as a kind of a neutral convener. But we're not open to the public right now. We are doing some scheduled one-on-one in-person meetings with staff as necessary, but we're trying to be virtual. It's looking like maybe April we'll kind of do a flexible hybrid, sort of like the schools are doing, those that want to opt into working in the office, but we're still checking with our staff. Some people just would rather be virtual. And like the most normal thing for me is just getting outside and maybe non-work related, but you know, cross-country skiing and stuff like that. Provides some normalcy for me anyway.
How long have you worked for the organization now?
It'll be 9 years in May, I think.
How did learning about everything that they do sort of change your perspective of our area?
Well, I grew up in Bemidji, playing hockey and soccer and baseball and traveling all over, you know, hibbing and up on the range and all over the region. And so when I was a kid, I saw these towns as sort of rivals or competitors, you know, didn't know a whole lot. And as I got into my professional career, it was really what makes these towns breathe and be so vibrant and what are the challenges they're facing. So came from it more as an adult perspective, a sociologist, community development perspective. And so that's what's been interesting, is really kind of study some of the issues in the region and how we can, what common threads there are and how we can coordinate our programs to fix that. You know, some things common across the region are our old historic buildings, school buildings that school districts consolidated. But community still sees identity and value in those buildings, but they're really expensive to renovate. And unlike a school district with some tax revenue behind it, nonprofits are really challenged to keep those buildings alive too. So things like that, you know, building the character of communities and seeing the creativity the entrepreneurs bring forth and the artists bring forth. And that's what excites me about the work. And it is a relationship business, a people business. So I love meeting people. Zoom isn't ideal, but I do get to see some new faces that I probably wouldn't have before. But we all miss those authentic in-person engagements, and we look forward to getting back to that.
Yeah,
safely.
We were reading some public service announcements about some COVID-related funding that the foundation was providing grant opportunities for. Are those still available?
Yeah, we had emergency COVID relief grant waves, or we call them waves, but they're one went out in April and May. So it was about 140,000 went to food shelves and shelters. And then we did one in the fall. And we're expecting to do another round of that in, I guess, springtime, maybe. We're not quite sure. We're hoping that would be recovery funding. But we do have, want your listeners to know, and they could check out our website to go to Northwest Minnesota Foundation. And we have COVID Heroes. It's a campaign to recognize people that are really putting out an effort to serve their community, to be a COVID hero, either setting an example or volunteering. So check out COVID Heroes. Right now we do this is scholarship season. So there's a lot of scholarship applications that are open and available to students on our website. And we've consolidated and made it more efficient for scholarship applicants to apply to all the ones that we have available. So again, check out our website. And then we do have grants around childcare and housing that are open right now.
Okay. So it's nwmf.org. is the website.
Yep.
For people to check this stuff out. Lots of opportunities, and you guys are really, really serving our region in many unique ways, from business to childcare and education, everything in between. It must be quite rewarding for you.
A lot of coordination. Well, I appreciate the work you do at KAXE and the whole crew, and just value that authentic Northern Community Radio. I listen every day. Encourage people to donate to your mission as well.
Yeah.
And thank you for what you're doing.
Hey, have a great Monday.
You too.
Bye. That was Nate Doerr from the Northwest Minnesota Foundation. For more information about the grants and opportunities provided there, go to nwmf.org. Visiting in the New Normal is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.